This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taiwan's strongest earthquake in nearly 25 years damages buildings, leaving 9 dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Taiwan says the earthquake stranded around 70 workers in two rock quarries. The authorities add contact has been lost with dozens of people in minibuses after the quake downed phone networks. Television images have shown neighbors and rescue workers lifting residents, including a toddler, through windows and onto the street. William Lai, Taiwan Vice President, tells the media the most important thing right now is to rescue people. Officials say at least 930 people have been injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The bodies of 6 foreign aid workers killed in Israeli airstrikes have started the journey back to their home countries. They were transported Wednesday out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt, according to Egyptian state television. The three British citizens, a Polish citizen, an Australian, and a Canadian-American dual national worked for the World Central Kitchen, an international charity. Their Palestinian driver was also killed. Israel has acknowledged carrying out the strikes by mistake and says it has launched an independent investigation. The United Nations has suspended movements at night in Gaza to evaluate security issues following the killing of staff working for the World Central Kitchen food charity. UN spokesperson Stefan Duharik said on Wednesday.
During the day, our colleagues at the World Food Program tell us that operations are continuing, including daily efforts to send convoys to the north. People are dying, and it is essential that we provide assistance to them.
The UN has long complained of obstacles to getting aid in and distributing it throughout Gaza. This